The fascinating history of the Peoria area comes to life in the new WCBU series, Middle America.
So it's about one third each way, music and fictional memoir and history. Like, I definitely see it as an art podcast, not a straight history podcast.
That's the show's creator and producer, Jared Grab. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Wednesday, March 3rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Illinois is struggling with a teacher shortage, and some superintendents say it could be years before the crisis is over. That's according to a new study. Christine Hatfield has more.
The Illinois Association of Regional School Superintendents conducted the study. The results show 77% of the superintendents who responded say they're dealing with a teacher shortage. Association President Mark Kleisner says the COVID pandemic has only made the situation worse.
If we're looking at the pipeline down the road, we see teachers retiring. We hear teachers that may not be coming back because of health scares this year. And our pipeline is not ramping up very quickly to fill those vacancies.
And districts are struggling to fill vacancies. Kleisner says even before the pandemic, schools were taking measures to fill in those gaps.
If you can cluster large numbers of kids, then you don't need as many teachers. We know that's not ideal for kids and it's not ideal for learning. It's just a matter of, you know, kids deserve the best education we can provide.
Kleisner says there needs to be collaboration among stakeholders to solve the problem.
What happens with education drives the future of Illinois and the country in general. We really need to be looking to the future with hope and with promise and commit to doing whatever it takes to get there.
Kleisner says the villainizing of teachers and the reform of the state's pension system have both pushed people away from the profession. I'm Christine Hatfield.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois Department of Public Health is expecting 83,000 doses of the newly approved Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine by today. The state plans to send more than 90% of those doses to mass vaccination sites, with the remainder sent to other providers. That's in addition to 288,000 doses allocated to Illinois this week by the federal government. Peoria doesn't currently have a mass vaccination site. The Peoria City County Health Department is coordinating vaccine administration through OSF Healthcare, Unity Point Health, and Heartland Health Services. More than 12% of the county's population is fully vaccinated. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Middle America is the new series premiering this Friday on WCBU. It features protagonist Wendell Bauer, who guides you through unique Central Illinois and personal stories, all interwoven with local music. I spoke with the show creator and producer, Jared Grab, to learn more.
I perform the podcast as a fictional character, Wendell Bauer, and it's largely about Peoria history with some fictional memoir stuff thrown in to try and give some emotional depth to what might be dry history otherwise, and try and just get people into the story more.
What is it about Peoria history that drew you in? And what is it about the history that you find so interesting?
Early in my musical career, like in the early 2000s, I was in a punk band called Scouts Honor and a rock band called The Forecast. And those two bands, I was singing a lot about being from here and the conflict of growing up here and kind of resenting the town, but then being trying to find the positives in living here as well, even though feeling like I wanted to see the world. In recent years, I've kind of been revisiting that feeling of writing about where I come from, only now as a parent. And somebody who's returned from touring all over the world and just kind of seeing this place in a new light. So I made a record called Among Thieves with a full band, which is all Peoria stories. While I was doing that, I was just like, there's so much more here than what I can fit in a bunch of 3-minute songs. And I love podcasts. I've been an avid podcast listener for a decade now. I really wanted to see if I could do it myself.
Can you talk a little bit about the format of the podcast? So you're a musician, you've got music in there kind of woven in between the different elements in the podcast. And you've got a lot of Peoria history, and then you have stories from Wendell Bauer.
So it's about 1/3 each way, music and fictional memoir and history. Like, I definitely see it as an art podcast, not a straight history podcast. The history is just one of 3 avenues kind of to express ideas in a more general sense. The music is generally mine, although I've been featuring one song or so per episode that's by another Peoria artist. Just because after making the first episode, I was like, this is an avenue that I have to expose this other world of listeners to a lot of great music that's from here that I truly love. Trying to have a sound sonically that's from here along with stories that are from here.
With the historical element of it, is it safe to say that stuff is primarily historically accurate?
I'm trying my best. So I'm not a history professional, but as a fan of history, I'm trying my best to make sure that all of the history is true history. The history was important to me because it was another way of talking about this place and these people that I have and that our character Wendell has a kind of love-hate relationship with. There's definitely a lot of that conflict happening throughout the show. Just trying to deal with the complexities of human relationships and relationships to a place.
Is there anything that you'd like to say about what you hope the listener gets out of listening?
I hope that people can get lost in it a little bit. That's really what I love about storytelling and podcasting is just being able to get lost in a story and forget where you are just a little bit. I would love it if people can get that out of it.
To learn more about Middle America, go to wcbu.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.